The Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden has a new resident, and they're treating her like a little queen, cuddling her, grunting at her. They're getting ready to knuckle walk. She is a 5-week-old baby gorilla, Gladys Stones, named after the Gladys Porter Zoo in Texas, where she was born, and the Stones, the couple that saved her when her mother rejected her. Now a team of 10 people at the Cincinnati Zoo is working round the clock to nurture her as an ape mother would. Ron Evans is primate team leader at the Cincinnati Zoo and one of Gladys's chief caretakers. Ron, lucky you.
Oh, yeah, I have the best job in the world. I tell people that all the time.
Well, we see these pictures, and we'll post them at hearnow.org of you with Gladys. What are some of the things you are doing with her?
Well, you know, our number one goal is to get Gladys back in with a gorilla surrogate absolutely as soon as possible. Yeah, we all get a kick out of holding a baby and working with her, but this is not our baby. This is, and we don't treat her like a baby. We work with her in a manner that a gorilla would take care of their offspring, just in preparation for her to eventually join an actual gorilla surrogate.
That's important to say, because it's not as if you're saying people should go out and get a baby gorilla and raise it at home. This is not about that. It's about getting her back with her people or her tribe.
So
we're seeing you cuddle her. What is the difference between a human nurturing a child and a gorilla? You have to groom her, but
yeah.
We understand you bite her.
Well, we don't bite her, but yeah, part of what mothers do with their babies, obviously they carry them on their backs, they carry them on their chest, the babies need to hang on, the babies have to be used to those kind of sensations, but, you know, an important aspect of what moms do with babies is they keep them clean, they groom them. It's a bonding thing that happens between a mother gorilla and a baby. They stretch them out. You might have seen pictures of us, like, stretching Gladys's arms out. We're not playing with her. That is a behavior that mother gorillas do with their offsprings so they can get a good look at the baby from underneath and around and all angles to make sure there's nothing on it. The moms look them over. They'll hold them down. They'll scratch on their heads and pick at a little spot or pick something out of their hair, and they'll mouth the baby. It's more than biting. It's more like, you know, they'll kind of put their mouth on a spot on their arm or on their back or on their head where they're trying to groom the baby so she stays nice and clean.
I know we haven't got Gladys here, but can you give us an example of how you might grunt with purpose, you know, at Gladys?
Sure. Gorillas have about 13 different vocalizations and different inflections of these that all mean different things that the other gorillas understand, and Gladys kind of naturally understands what these mean, but at the same time, she has to learn a little bit more of it. So, you know, mostly what we're vocalizing to Gladys are all positive vocalizations, reassuring vocalizations, comforting vocalizations at this age. The positive vocalizations are called belch vocalizations. We always talk to her and use this language. It's more like a those kind of soothing, and when she's against your chest hanging on, that has a nice vibration, and it's very comforting to her, and it's reassuring to her. So whenever, you know, she's out learning a lesson about, okay, I'm trying to learn to walk, oh, I'm getting a little nervous, and she starts to squawk a little bit, and it can get turned into a scream if it's very distressing, but we usually don't let it get to that point. We'll reassure her with a it's okay, you know. So now down the line, when Gladys gets bigger, we'll have to teach her about a no-no vocalization, and it's called a cough or a bark vocalization, mm-hmm. and it goes, and it can, once again, have different levels of inflection, meaning different degrees of being upset. So, for instance, if Gladys gets her some teeth in there, which is going to happen sooner than later, and she should bite on us, which babies do, and they get rambunctious, and it hurts, what a mother gorilla would do would be, and kind of just pull her off. So we do that same exact stuff at the appropriate times. But at this age, it's all the positive, reinforcing, bonding vocalizations that the little babies need.
Well, Ron Evans, we just have to say that as the other gorillas wait, we know they are on the other side of a mesh enclosure, so they're waiting to see this new creature. We just feel Gladys is in very good hands in yours.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and Ron wanted to make sure we noted this is a national team effort. The Columbus Zoo gave advice to the Cincinnati Zoo. And again, the Gladys Porter Zoo in Texas rescued Gladys. Again, pictures at hearandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds.